You are the finisher.
You are the finisher.
And you're working on me.
And you're working on me.
To challenge me.
To challenge me.
So that I can go forward,
so that I can go forward.
With kingdom vitality.
Kingdom vitality.
To be able to be.
Declaring my tomorrows.
Today. My old pastor used to declare that regularly. Are you going to live your tomorrows today by your declaration of your lips? Or are you going to go by your emotions and run into trouble today? So I want to take you to Mark chapter 11. I had all kinds of things going on today. And we're going Mark 11. And he said to me, "Will you just stop? I'm in charge and I will speak when it's time for you to receive and go forward with what I'm teaching you to obey me and not be worried about tomorrow or worried about what you're going to say. Because obviously what I'm going to say, if it's anointed of him, it will bring victory." So Mark chapter 11, and we're going to be looking at verse 20, lesson of faith. In the morning, they passed by a fig tree that Jesus spoke to, and it was completely withered from the root up. Peter remembered and said to him, "Teacher, look, that the fig tree you cursed is now all shriveled up and dead." Now that's the Passion Translation. Notice it's again what Jesus spoke yesterday, and you see the fruits of it. Now, Jesus replied, "Let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak to you. Whoever says to this mountain with great faith and does not doubt, mountain be lifted up and thrown into the midst of the sea, and believes that what he says will happen, it will be done." That's your testimony. For your normal lifestyle and my normal lifestyle, earthly kingdom lifestyle, you declare what you've experienced in the past, and it bubbles out of your mouth automatically. Because again, you're going by the traditions of your experience. And when you speak, what you're speaking is, tomorrow is going to be the same as today. Without any press to change what you're going through and what you're doing. So, recognizing this, if you decide to speak a blessing on your tomorrow and believe in your heart that it will make things happen differently, your course will be set in motion today. The words you're speaking today will manifest tomorrow. If they're faith words, if they're victory words, if they're vitally important to an awesome experience in your day of tomorrow, instead of being the ho-hum you had last week and last year. So by choice, when you speak, you're either cursing your tomorrow or you're blessing your tomorrow. It depends on what's about to come out of your mouth. James chapter 3 verifies your tongue sets in motion life or death. Believing I have received, it will be done unto me. Jesus did not doubt that that tree, when he cursed it, would be totally, completely dried up. Peter's going by his natural mind, and he's shocked. Why is he shocked? Because he heard the word coming out of the Messiah, bringing a tree that is fully alive and green, ready to have fruit, even though there's no fruit on it. Jesus curses it. He gives an example of the Adamic vitality that's in Jesus, and it's that Adamic vitality that is dying in us, and the Holy Spirit vitality coming out of our hearts, bringing life to tomorrow, because we're declaring our tomorrow today. Are you declaring a failure tomorrow? Are you declaring a lack of tomorrow? Or are you declaring a victory tomorrow? You and I talked about that this morning. That's why I knew it had to be now, to say this message so that it'll be vital to create your tomorrow of freedom from darkness, freedom from pain, freedom from all the harassments of the past, and you can change it today. So I'm going to live my tomorrow today. You like that? All right. This is the season I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in prayer. Be convinced that you have received it and it will be yours. Ah, the trigger. See, I had a conversation this week with an individual, and as I was pondering the words that were spoken, Holy Spirit said, there is a day coming where their words will not be cursing your tomorrows. And I said, yes. Then he reminded me of a word that I had in one of the largest tests that I went through. And he had given me instructions to declare my tomorrows today. And I would literally publicly confess that the finished work of a miracle would definitely happen. So I would thank the Lord for the completion of a miracle. I've shared that with you. The completion of a miracle. I declared it openly. And I can remember how many people, he's nuts. Okay? And they laughed at me from November till June. Because in November, the buyer of our building told me that there was no hope. He was worth a couple of $1 million in actual assets, but he couldn't borrow a nickel. Okay? So therefore, he was going to cancel his purchase. But by Holy Ghost revelation to me, and I mean, I'm not talking now that I've had years and years of practice, because I got Spirit-filled in 77, and this is in 1981. So you add it up. I had how much training? 4 little years of knowing Holy Spirit. And acting on 4 years of training, was able to receive instructions that had never been given to any of the banking industry. And Holy Spirit gave me the download and gave me the variable mortgage that had never been seen in 1981. And I can remember walking into my attorney's office, and he looked at me and he says, and who taught you this? I said, the Holy Spirit. Okay? And Jim Rooney looked at me and he said, Oh, come on, Kim. You know, like, you're nuts. I'm going to, because now he has to confront the bank. He has to confront the other attorney and how he's going to say this. Now, he's gone to be with the Lord, and I'm sure I pray that he realized that I wasn't nuts. But anyway, he carried the ball as I dictated. Okay? Now, I had other attorney friends at the time. But the bottom line that God had provided this particular man. And I can remember how odd I must have sounded to him. You know, now, at that time, I was like on a path with a journey, and I wasn't going to give up because God had said he was the buyer. He had said he was the buyer in July of 81. And I could go on and give you all that, but I was believing for the victory that needed to be completed, and every single week, at least two or three times publicly, I would say, thank you, Jesus, for the completion of a miracle. It had to be having miracles along the way because the revelation didn't happen until February. And in February, I was still stuck with a building that I couldn't unlock the front door. So all that training kind of got shared with this guy because of his challenges. And we've shared some of this before. But the bottom line that I'm trying to make you see, be convinced that you have received it. Be convinced. How are you going to do that without Jesus? Tell me. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Okay? You're going to declare your emotions. You're going to declare the kingdom of earth. And the kingdom of earth is what? Dying. But the kingdom of heaven is rising. I can feel the anointing, by the way. Be convinced that you have received it and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you find that you carry something in your heart against another person, release him and forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also release you and forgive you. And your faults. See, the minute you think you're perfect, you're also in pride. And God is against the proud. Okay? So, but if you will not release forgiveness, don't expect your Father in heaven to release you from your misdeeds. So the commission to declare has a condition. Be free with those that you've had a relationship with. Be free of their anger, their resentment, their mistreatment of you. And that includes family, in case you forgot. That includes family. It includes churchianity. It includes the seven mountains, if you wish. Because you're going to be mistreated by different areas. Okay? So be conscious of this forgiveness because it is absolutely vital. If you hold a grudge and you hold it in your heart and you're angry at them, you need to ask God for the grace to get rid of it. Amen. Because if you don't, you're going to stay as the authority and God cannot help you. Amen. You shut the door to his blessing. And then your mouth confesses what you used to, and you'll get the exact same thing next year that you had the year before. It's up to you. You've got a commission from God tonight to change your mouth, and it's going to be done by grace. It's not going to be done because you sheer decision, I'm going to do this. It won't work. Your example today was a blessing because you sampled your tomorrows now. And Kashi Berotana Machashia. Lift your hands and close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, if there is someone that I'm holding against,
that I'm holding something against,
anything in my heart against them.
Anything in my heart against them.
Bring it to my heart right now.
Bring it to my heart right now.
Because I know you can. And you want to. To free me from all this pain. Whatever they did to me. How much they've done. To the degree that they've done it. I purpose to set them free. As an act of my free will. I am declaring now. I'm setting them free. Whether they deserve it or not, I'm setting them free. Because my Jesus shut me free. He made me completely free.
He made me completely free.
From all guilt and condemnation. When I was still full of garbage. He didn't wait for me to get it perfect. He chose to set me free. And let me open the door. Of the kingdom of love. And enter in. By his blood covenant.
He washed me clean.
And now, I'm going to forgive myself
for being resentful,
for being prideful,
for being angry,
for being bitter. Those bitter roots have got to go.
They've got to go.
And your word says your angels.
They are ministering spirits.
And they're sent forth to set me free. And I'm telling you right now, Lord. I want those roots pulled out.
I want all those roots pulled out.
And never to regain power again.
I want them burned.
Under the fire of God tonight.
In
Jesus' name, it's got to
be done.
I want tomorrow's blessings. And I'm going to
have those blessings.
Because I'm declaring them now. You are mine. Holy Spirit, you are in me.
You're
delivering me.
You're
setting me
free.
And I'm going to walk in that freedom.
And that old tree
in Mark 11,
it was cursed.
And I cursed the Yahikabahashia. I cursed the root system of anger.
Bitterness,
jealousy,
anxiousness,
fear tactics,
all of them
got to
go.
In Jesus' name,
so shall it be.
Let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak to you. Whoever says to this mountain with great faith and does not doubt, mountain be lifted up and thrown into the midst of the sea, and believe that what he says will happen, it will be done. This is the reason I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in prayer. Be convinced that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you find that you carry something in your heart against another person, release that person. Forgive that person, so that your Father in heaven will also release you and forgive you of your faults. Now I want you to lift your hand again. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to forgive the old me. Because it's time I apply the blood. I did the best I could with what I knew at the time.
Today I claim Romans
8:1. The sin nature used me. And it abused me. And it got away with it. But it's not going to get away with it now. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation. For those who are in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
And that's a fact.
And I'm claiming my freedom today.
And it's going to be mine today.
And tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But if you will not release forgiveness, don't expect your Father in heaven to release you from yours. Now put your right hand over your heart. Say, Father, when I apply my hand,
Father, when I apply my hand,
I'm applying now the gift of perfect love,
the gift of perfect love
to me for a change.
For a change.
I'm pressing in the gift of life,
the gift of life,
the gift of eternal life,
the gift of eternal life,
and the gift of freedom from fear.
And the gift of freedom from fear.
Filled with love and bubbling over.
Filled with love and bubbling over.
With the faith of God in me.
With the faith of God in me.
For my tomorrows will be a blessing.
For my tomorrows will be a blessing.
Because this mouth
is going to declare.
The finished work.
The finished work.
Is in progress.
Is in progress.
And it will continue.
And it will continue.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm almost ready for Pentecost.
Almost ready for Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.